With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. U.S. Department of Justice officials today said the Missoula Police Department has made all of the changes required after federal investigators found gender bias in how the city responds to reports of sexual assault. At a press conference in Missoula today, Vanita Gupta of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division said the police department has fully implemented a 2013 agreement with the federal agency.
There is no question that the kind of reform required to effectively respond to sexual assault can be very difficult. And although there is always room for improvement, even within the best departments, the change that MPD and the City of Missoula have achieved as part of its agreement with the Civil Rights Division is real, and it is making a very significant difference.
The agreement is the first of four to be completed. The Justice Department also made agreements with the city, the University of Montana, and the Missoula County Attorney's Office. The agreements came after an investigation in 2012 found evidence that the city and university mishandled rape reports. The changes at the police department include a new special victims unit, specialized training for first responders and detectives, and a new external review panel. The University of Montana will see a budget shortfall of $5.7 million for the upcoming year, according to figures provided at the most recent campus budget committee meeting. A drop in enrollment and rising costs have left the university in a financial dilemma. The university's vice president of finance says there is good news in early data, which shows more out-of-state residents who pay more will enroll at the Missoula campus in the upcoming year. Incoming president of the Faculty Senate said that financial challenges could have an impact on larger class sizes. Beginning June 1st, it'll cost more to visit Yellowstone National Park. The National Park Service announced today that entrance fee will increase to $30 per vehicle. The current fee is $25. The pass is good for 7 days. In addition, the pass will no longer cover the entrance fees for both Yellowstone and neighboring Grand Teton National Park. If people want to visit both parks within 7 days, they must buy a new $50 pass, which saves $10 but is double the current charge. The higher fees will boost the park's revenue by about $3 million a year. Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wenk says that will help fund various park projects. Yellowstone last raised its entrance fee in 2006. A new judge is presiding over court cases in Missoula and Mineral counties after Judge Ed McLean retired April 30th. The Missoulian reports Governor Steve Bullock selected Leslie Halligan last week as the interim 4th Judicial District Court judge. Halligan was a standing master in district court cases involving child abuse and neglect, among other aspects of family law. She's a graduate of the University of Montana Law School in 1986, and between 1991 and 2012 served as a deputy Missoula County attorney. In the coming weeks, she'll be sworn in. Halligan will have to run in the primary and general election in 2016 to serve out the rest of McLean's term through 2019. The number of elk in the Bitterroot Valley continues to grow. A Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist counted more than 8,000 elk in the valley and surrounding mountains during a 5-week period this year. Last year, she counted about 7,400 during the same time. A judge said today that an appeal filed by the founder of the Yellowstone Club Resort for the ultra-rich, asking to be freed from jail, marked yet another attempt to divert attention from what he did with $13.8 million from a Mexican property sale. Club founder Tim Blixeth was jailed in Great Falls on April 20th on a civil contempt order after being accused of defying a bankruptcy court order involving the resort. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon said the 65-year-old Blixeth has failed to fully account for the money collected from the property in Mexico. Creditors say Blixeth owes them $286 million that he illegally drained from the Yellowstone Club for his personal use prior to its 2008 bankruptcy. The resort near Big Sky emerged from bankruptcy after it was sold in 2009. Blixeth has spent millions of dollars trying to fend off its remaining creditors. One of Blixeth's attorneys said today that Judge Haddon should be removed from the case because he was using incarceration to punish Blixeth. Haddon should have offered Blixeth an alternative to comply with his orders before resorting to jail, the lawyer said. Montana regulators are asking the public to comment on a proposal to grant an air quality permit for the proposed Otter Creek coal mine near Ashland. The State Department of Environmental Quality is taking public comment on today's preliminary decision until June 10th. DEQ spokeswoman Christy Pinozzo says a final order will not be issued until a comprehensive environmental study is completed. The air quality permit would allow coal production of up to 35 million tons a year on state-owned and private leases in the Powder River Basin. Commercial passenger traffic in April at Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport increased 15% over last year. For all of the first 4 months of 2015, the airport has seen steady increases in passengers over last year. The continued growth comes after the airport saw nearly 1 million commercial passengers last year, making it the busiest airport in Montana. But Airport Director Brian Sprenger tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that he expects commercial passenger numbers to level out during the summer. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.